Here at the opening of the Commodity Classic Trade Show with me is Dr. Gary Fellows with BASF, and we're in the BASF booth, and Gary just awarded some scholarships, which BASF has been proud to sponsor for many, many years with the corn growers, the soybean growers, and also the wheat growers. Let's talk about wheat first, because that's the most recent one, and also the scholarship is named after a BASF employee.
Yes, it is. It's called the Jerry Minori Memorial Scholarship. Jerry was a very good friend of ours, but he was a marketing and researcher and everything all in one rolled into it. And he dealt with fungicides and other products, but he was a very strong advocate for the wheat industry. He died tragically a few years ago from a sudden illness. And to honor him, we set up a scholarship with the National Association of Wheat Growers and National Wheat Foundation to honor some grad or undergrad students that are going on to pursue it to keep his advocacy alive. So,
and that's great. And because that goes right along, the scholarships here go along with the theme that BASF has here at Commodity Classic, right?
Exactly. We're talking about the farm of tomorrow or the farm of the future. And these kids are the ones that are going to run that farm and talk about agriculture and quite frankly are going to be the really good advocates for the future, because if you saw their applications to these scholarships, boy, there was an excellent bunch of students here. I mean, they're in all aspects of agriculture, from communication to science to research to practical running farms and everything else. The gamut is big, but what they all had in common is they were advocates for agriculture to the non-agricultural world.
Well, that's exciting. Now, BASF always has a great presence here at the Commodity Classic, not just at the trade show, but we have the media, you give away the scholarships, you're involved with the corn yield contest, and you're also going to be part of both the corn and soy banquets. Tell us why this particular trade show is one of the best of the years at BASF.
Well, this one brings all of the big four together. I mean, the National Association of Wheat Growers, the National Corn Growers Association, the American Soybean, and I think also the Sorghum Growers. And so you've got that big core group of production agriculture here. And the farmers, what we've come to understand is the farmers or the farm managers that come here are the best and the brightest. I mean, they're looking for those new ideas, and they're seeing the new things, and they're the ones that are quickly incorporating those, so you want to talk to them. They're the ones that are going to take new technology, and they're going to go back, and they're going to say, I'm going to try it on my farm, and I'm going to see if it works, and they're going to test it, and they're going to come back to us and tell us. And so it's a fun group because they are the leaders in agriculture.
All right, good. Gary, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, you think about the farm of the future and say, you know, the production agriculture that we have today is fantastic. Our only challenge is in the next 40 years, it's got to get better and better and better. And that's why the new technologies, the new ways of looking at old crops, the new ways of planting, seeding, the new ways of fertilizing, everything you can think about it, things are changing. And in 10 years, we'll look back and say, wow, that was crazy how we were doing it. I think we're going to do it. Things are going to continue to evolve. And the ones that are evolving with it are the ones that are going to be in front of ag.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Gary Fellows here at the BASF exhibit at Commodity Classic. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.